Vayter in Shas, we're in Kedushin Daf Samach Tes, bringing up on the top of the page by the Mishnah, about our Mishnah. Now we jump into a fascinating sugya of how to free a mamzer from being a mamzer, at least for the descendants. Rabbi Tafin Omer, Yecholin mamzerim litar, a mamzer is able to be mitar, Rashi says, means mipsul zaram, shloye b'nei mamzerim, that their children won't be mamzerim anymore. Kate said, how so? Mamzer shenasa shivcha v'lad eved. If a mamzer marries a shivcha kananis, so a regular yiddish mamzer goes to marry shivcha kananis, those kids end up being a vlad eved, is an eved. And Rashi says, v'ein mamzer, the ha vlada kamoa, because the vlad, the offspring, becomes like her and not like him, and therefore it's just considered an eved. And then shichero, then if the master goes and frees them, ben chorin is now a free man. Rashi says, mutter b'israelis, he's married a regular Jewish girl. There you have it. Now the Gemara is going to ask, does that mean lechatchila or b'di'evet? And the Gemara is going to say, lechatchila, it's going to end. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, he actually argues in Rabbi Tarfon. And he says, harezeh eved mamzer, that kid, and becomes what's known as an eved mamzer. And therefore, he gets rid of this idea because he says it doesn't get rid of the idea of mamzerus. Rather, it's just now an eved and a mamzer. So even if you free them, they remain a mamzer. Nice try. Rashi says, "Begamar yalla flatayma." He'll explain the reasoning. Says the Gemara, "Ibaylu." Reb Tarfon lechatchili kamar. Was he saying lechatchili could do such a thing? Oh, diavad kamar. He's saying b'diavad. Like we said, the Gemara is going to end up saying it's lechatchila. So can he do this b'diavad or b'diavad? Toshma. Let's take a look and see how really it's b'diavad. We knock this off. Amar lo Reb Tarfon. The Brisa says the Chachamim respond to Reb Tarfon. Tihartim is a scharim. All you did was retire male mamzerim, but not female ones. V'lo tihartim is nekevos. Why is it that you did male and not female? Rashi says that a man doesn't mind traveling to a place where nobody knows him, and he'll say that he's an eved, and then no one's going to stop him from going to marry a shivcha. But a woman wouldn't do such a thing. She wouldn't go and leave her home and go to a place to start setting up all these ideas as to marry someone in order to get out of this. And therefore, a woman, mamzeres, will not go do this according to Reb Tarfon. Now, if you want to say really you're allowed to do lechatchila, then what's the problem? Why wouldn't the woman do it? If it's really totally fine, then there's nothing to be embarrassed about and go and do it. Mamzeres nami, tins of lavda, she should do such a thing. The fact that we didn't say that, though, must be because it's only been the Eved. Says Gemara, not a raya. Eved ain lo chayas. An Eved, meaning an Eved Kenani, has no relationship. Says Rashi, what that means is that the Eved Kenani ein lo chayes, einu mityaches acher aviv. He doesn't go after his father. Tichsev, am ha chamor, am ha dom el chamor, ke behema, she'ein av lad karach acher av. Doesn't go at all after the father. Hilkach im mintzava la'avda, lo mahani midi. If she marries to an eved, this is not going to help at all because the kid remains a mamzer in the first place. So the discussion isn't whether a woman would do this, wouldn't do this. The bottom line, it wouldn't help anyway, except for we don't have a raya either way. Tashema says Gemara, now we come up to say really the answer. There's going to be lichatchila, that a mamzer go and marry a shivcha kananis. And then you get yourself out of the mamzer issue. Tashema, du'ush pezichne derebi simloi mamzer hava. Rav Simloi lived in a place and the guy who was his landlord was a mamzer. V'amrle, he said to him, Rav Simloi, the Hilge Yid said, if I would have known you, Rashi says, if I would have known you before you married a woman, I would have given you a way to get yourself out of the issue of mamzeris. Now, if you want to say this is talking about lechatchila to go and do it and shopping, that makes sense. Rabbi Shlomo would say this. Rashi says, he would have told him to take a shivcha to do that, but if you want to say that it's just been the Yavid, then my Nihu. What's he talking about over here? In other words, says, my Hava Amrle, Isura, Lohia Mintzav Eitzel Be'Yavid. He wouldn't have told him to do some sort of Isser. So the fact is, it must be that it's really Lichatchila. Says Gemara, no, but Mansavle Eitzav Amrle. It's not a clear rye over here, because Rabbi Simloi maybe could have been telling him saying another way that it wouldn't have been an answer. He would have said, Zil Ganov, go and steal, Vizdabin Be'evid Ivri, and then you'll be sold as an Evid Ivri. Then once you do that, you can go and take care of, you know, what we're saying over here. That would be a mutter way of doing it, so you don't have a riot with the Evid. And so they're going back, no, B'shtendor Simloi Evid Ivri Mi'ava, was there Evid Ivri at all during his lifetime? V'almar Bar, Ein Evid Ivri Noig, Elibis Bansha Yofel Noig, only Evid Ivri if there is Yofel. Rashi says, the Matzi L'mikri Bey, Ad Shna Se Yofel, Ya'avo Da'am Imcha. Because then you have the way of saying, until Yovel, it can work for you, but you don't have that anymore. That's not even a possibility. If that's not a possibility, it must be that we're talking about that Lav Shema Mina, Rabbi Tarfon Lechatchila, Kamar, Shema Mina, must be it's Lechatchila, Amr Vida Amr Shmuel, Halachic Rabbi Tarfon, Halacha goes like Rabbi Tarfon, period. Next. Now Rabbi Leozer Amr, he actually argues on this, and he says, sorry, Evid Mamzer, he says, no, the Evid is going to remain a Mamzer, and therefore Rabbi Tarfon Shtiko is not going to work altogether, and it's an Evid Mamzer, and you free them to remain a Mamzer. Hamar Rabbi Elazar comes along Rabbi Elazar and explains my time at the Rabbi Eliezer. What's Pshat in Rabbi Eliezer? They say that if you have this kid that's born a Kenani, you know, like his mama, why would Rabbi Eliezer say that he's considered a mamzer? We know the Katz of Mamzeres is only by Yidden, and if it goes by the mother, this child is going to be going by the mother, that ends up being that this kid is really not Jewish altogether. It says no Mamzeres. And for the Gemara, the Amar Kro, because the Pasuk says, lo, Lamed Vav, lo. What is lo talking about? Rashi says, lo Yavo, lo, dor acharav, hu Moshech, the Hachimash, dor Asiri, lo Yavo, filu ein boat, sad Mamzeres. So it means to say like this, a mamzer can't come into the Gal Hashem, even the 10th generation can't come on account of him into the congregation of Hashem. Halich achar psulo, which means we go after the psul, and that is that there's a mamzeris, so therefore it applies to this also, even those who wouldn't normally be because they go after the mother. Rabbanon, why do they go and say, what are they going to say to that? Said, no, who be Yisrael Shinasa Mamzeris? That's talking about that word over there is talking about a Jewish man that marries a Jewish woman who's a Mamzeris. Sakat Achman, I would have thought, Lemishbecho Sam, Lebesavo Sam, where the Pasuk is talking about genealogy and it says that it goes after the father, that we would say that the child of this Jewish man, the Mamzeris, goes by the father and is not a Mamzeris, also lo apke, and therefore it comes the word lo. And it removes him in that case. And what happens? He becomes like the mother and some mamzer. Rabbi Eliezer, what about him? What does he do with the word lo like that? Lav afal gav, the cuss of lemishbuch on the base of a sum. Also lo apke. Is it not so? That even though the Torah writes lemishbuch on the base of a sum, goes by the father, right? Also lo and apke. Lo comes and removes him from that. And isn't going after the father, but it goes after the mother. So Hachanami, here also in the case of an offspring of a mamzer and a shivcha, we could say Afugav dechzev ha'isha viladeh tiel adoneh, the woman and the children belong to the master, which is saying that the offspring of this man and this shivcha, it goes by the mother. Also lo apkein, lo comes and removes from that thing. And he becomes a mamzer like the father. And if that's what's happening here, Rabbi Eliezer is saying lo in order to any other area that makes sense to apply it. V'rabbanan, Rabbanan, why don't they also say lo to remove this kid of a mamzer and a shivcha from that category? Because kovlad b'me shivcha kenanis, kivlad b'me behema dummy. The concept to say that if you have a Jew as relationship with a shivcha, a non-Jew, that it goes according to the mama, I don't need to learn it from this isha v'ledea. Why? Because every baby in a mother's, in the shivcha's belly is like a baby in the belly of an animal. Says Rashi, she'ein misyaches ela b'chas acher of if cloud is going after the father at all. Hajun alacha omer, aindalalalai. Mazel tov for all those finishing the third parak and get ready to start the last parak. Just quickly to Hadron Alach, we know that the Mishnah said, started by saying, Omer l'chaber yotzei rekidu se'isha plonish, olach kishal atzmo mikudeshes. Megillas is Lasheni. Okay, now that we did that, let's continue on with the fourth parak, last parak of Maseches Kiddushin. Zakta Mishnah. This is talking about the time of Ezra, by the beginning of Bayis Sheni, they're building the Beis HaMikdash. And Ezra went up to Eretz Yisrael from Bavel, and he was taking along with him a bunch of people. Asar Yuchsin Alami Bavel. There were 10 genealogical categories that went from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. I'm just going to be straight up calling them Yuchsin, like Yichus. Asar Yuchsin Alami Bavel. Kahani Levi Yisraeli. 1, 2, 3. Chalole, Gerim, Charure. Chalole, we know, is a chalol, is a Kohen that's disqualified. Ger is Gerim, like converts. V'charure means someone who was a slave that was freed, Kanani. Ashes Mishuchari. Mamzeri, Nesine, Shtuki, V'Hasufi. A Mamzer, a Nasin, Shtuki, and a Sufi. Rashi says, who Nesine? A Mamzer, you know what that is. And Nasin is Givonim, Shemalu, Bime, Yoshua, V'Aminin, B'Yavamos, David Gazar Aleim, and we know what happened. They tricked Yoshua. They said they're not there who they were, and they made a treaty with them. That's known as a Nasin. And Shtuki and Sufi, the Gemara, that we're going to explain in a moment. Rashi says, Mefarsh Luv Azil, Ezer Shtuki, what exactly that is. Okay, now, Kohani Levi V'Yisraeli Mutar Levos Abazet. Kohani Levi V'Yisrael, each one can marry into the next, no problem. Levi Yisraeli, Chalali, Geri V'Charure, Levim Yisraelim, and Chalalim, Gerim and freed slaves can all marry one to the next. Mutarm Lavos Abbas, we dropped a coin there because he can't marry Chalal, we know. And others, Geri, Charure, Mamzer, Nesine, Shtuki, Sufi, converts, freed slaves, Mamzer, Nesinim, those tricksters, Shtuki, Sufim, Kulam, Mutarm Lavos Abbas, they can all marry one to the next. Now, says Gemara, Ve'elahim Shtuki, what is this? Who are Shtukim? Kolshu Makir Simo, he knows who his mother is, Vino Makir Zav, but he has no idea who his papa is, says Rashi, because Shikori Poloni, Abba Imo Mishatska. So, and when the guy yells out, he goes, Father, Tati, Daddy, the mother quiets him down, says, quiet, quiet boy, you quiet. Right? Says, no, the Shtuki, Lishto, quiet. A Sufi, what's in a Sufi? Kolshu Nesaf Minashuk, this is someone who's gathered up from the Shuk. This kid is what? Vino Makir Losav, Vel Simo, he doesn't know his father or his mother. He's just out in the streets there. Abashal haya kari lishtuki baduki. He would call shtuki a baduki. Literally means levdok, to check, to investigate. And the Gemara much later is going to explain what exactly, why he calls him that. Zok the Heilige Gemara. Just a wording issue over here. Says the Gemara, frekta Gemara. Asar yuchsin alumi bavel. There are 10 genealogical people, you know, categories that went up from Bavel. My ear the tiny alumi bavel. Why are you saying that? Nisni holchul etzisol. Just say they went to Eretz Yisrael. Be normal. Says Gemara milsa agavarchi kamash. Let's come to teach you another din along the way. The tiny moment in a brisa. The camp will teach you another principle. The camp to the alisa elamaka mashivchar Hashem elokecha. The pasuk says, well, the full pasuk in Dvarim is ki yapali mimcha davar lemishpat. If there's something that has to be judged. Go to the judgment. All different categories. This is something which is disputed, a fight that's in your sha'arim, in your gates. Then what do you have to do? You get up and you go up to the place that Hashem has chose. This is talking about the Beis HaMikdash. That's where the Sanhedrin was. So go over there. We learned that the Beis HaMikdash was the tallest part in all of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, Gavol Mikol Eretz Yisrael, is taller than all the other lands. Says our Bishlam, the Beis HaMikdash, Gavol Mikol Eretz Yisrael. We understand that. How do you know that that's the top part of the highest Eretz Yisrael? Beep, turn the page. Some of us have because the pasuk says, "Divrei Rivas B'Sharecha V'Kamtav Elisa." Right, to the place where Hashem chose. So that's, it says, get up and go up to the top over there. That means anywhere you are in Eretz Yisrael, you have to go up to get there. El Eretz Yisrael, go b'kol ha'aretz. How do you know Eretz Yisrael is taller than all the other lands? The chsev, because the pasuk says, l'chein hine yamin b'ayim ne'um Hashem. There's a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. I think it's in Yirmiyahu. Hang on. Yeah, Yirmiyahu. That is referencing the different lands and the people of Bnei Yisrael that are going to come to Eretz Yisrael. And we're going to see that Eretz Yisrael is up on top. Why? There are days that are coming that lo yomru o'd chay Hashem asher hel lez b'nei so much time. They're not going to say that as Hashem lives, who took the Bnei Yisrael from the land of Mitzrayim, Kiyem, what are they going to say? Chai Hashem, Asher He'elav, Asher Hevi, Ezer Beis Yisrael, Me'eretz Tzafona, Umikola Aratzos, Asher Yidachtim Sham, from the northern areas, which means Bavel, and from all the countries which I had, Asher Yidachtim Sham, that have been driven them. It says the word He'elav that went up from all the different countries. You see, that's a government called Aratzos. They went up from Buffalo. And this is they went up to Eretz Israel. And for the Gemara, Misaili the Rabbi Elazar. This is a riot to Rabbi Elazar, who says that the reason why Ezra brought everyone up is in order to Mitaher Bavel from all the people that weren't Ra'oi, that were bad Yichus. He didn't go up. Until he made it like fine flour, and only then he went up. Meaning, as he's going up to Eretz Israel, he's taking all the Talmidei Chacham with him. No one's going to be there in order to make sure that all these Yichas stuff is kept pure. Therefore, he would bring up all the people that were no good with him as well. And that's why it says the words Mibavel. Itmar Abaye Amar Abaye says Alumei Aleim Tanan, that they went up on their own. That's what the Mishnah is saying, right? Which means, oh, I'm sorry, I said that wrong. I said it right. Alumei Aleim Tanan, it says that they went up by their own. Rav Amar says, no, He'alum Tanan, which means that they didn't go up on their own, but rather it was against their will. They're both arguing in the world of Rabbi Elazar. The Amar Rabbi Elazar, says, Lo Allah Ezra mi Bavel, he didn't go up. Achal so solus the key of Allah until he made it to his fine flour and went up. Abai Lesley, the Rabbi Elazar, he disagrees with that because he says he went up on their own, and therefore there was some that actually stayed back, so it wasn't fine flour. There were still remnants of non-good yichas left over. Rava Islay, the Rabbi Elazar, says that he agrees with Rabbi Elazar, and that's what it says, that it's what's the lashon he uses? Helum, which means he brought him up against their will. Iboy Sam and other answers that really the Kuliyama Islu Rabbi Elazar, really everybody agrees with Rabbi Elazar. This is what they're arguing. Mar Savar, that meaning Abaye, Afrushe, Afrushinu. What he did is he separated them, he sifted through them when they were there. Rashi Simitok, Shofrushu, Hekiru, Bahem, Anshe Makom, everyone knew where their place was. Vyadu, Shaloy, Sarvo, Bahem, they're not going to mix with them anymore. We went off Shayo Sleek, and then they came up on their own. Rashi Slayer to Sarah, Shaloy, Hekiru, Bahem, people wouldn't recognize him there. And the other one says that Bal Kochayim Asukinu, that they were taken up against their will. Bishal Lamad Amar Alu makes sense. Quint one says they went up on their own. Hainu Damar Bihud Amar Shmuel Kol Artsus Isa La Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael Isa La Bavel. Isa La Bavel. Isa is dough, and the other one is fine flour. So when it's dough, it means a big mixture of all yuchsin mixed up all with one another. And if you're going to say that it's fine flour, that means that it's actually separated nicely. All the lands are like dough compared to Eretz Yisrael. But Eretz Yisrael, Yisrael Bavel, and Eretz Yisrael is considered dough in reference to Bavel, meaning that Bavel's even better, because then we're saying over there that in Bavel, everybody knew, but in Israel, they didn't know because it must be they weren't forced to go up, forced to make those separations. El Lamanta Amar Helum, the one that says, when it comes to will, made the Adina. We actually did know what's going on over here, and therefore you wouldn't think that Eretz Yisrael is less than Bavel. How would Rava deal with that statement over there? Says Gamar, Nihid Yadila Hudara. Okay, maybe they knew. What did they know? They knew about that generation. The Hudara, that particular generation, they knew who everybody was, and therefore everything became stayed pure. But they didn't know about the next generations, and therefore it didn't have the same type of cleanliness and purity that it had in Eretz Yisrael, in Bavel. Now we look at it in terms of Abaye. Bishlam Laman Domar, Alu makes his according to Abaye, who says they went up on their own. Haiduch, that's what it means when it says in the Pasuk. The Ek Bitsame Elanar Haba El Ahava. And I assembled them at the flowing rivers at the Ahava. Va'achanes Sham Yomim Shalosha, was there for 3 days. Va'avina Ba'am Va'akohanim, and I scrutinized the people and the Kohanim. Bnei Levi Lo Matas Hashem, I didn't find any Bnei Levi over there. Now, what do you see from here? Ezra clearly didn't know who came along with them, because he maybe separated them above them, but then everyone came up by themselves, and now he realizes they're not with him. So that makes sense. Elamanta Amar Ha'alum says that he forced to bring him up. Ha'am is Zahiri. Obviously, he's going to know who's coming up with him, so why was it that he's checking to see who's with him when he was going up on the river? And says, come on, no. Nihid is the Isra B'Psulam. Yeah, he's very careful to know who are the ones that apostle. B'Ksherim Lo is Dahar, but he wasn't really paying attention to the ones that were kosher. So Ezra didn't know about the Levim until he actually checked them along the way.
Zok, next part of Mishnah, we said that Kohanim, Kohanim, Levi, Yisrael, they all went up. We know this leak, I don't know if they went up to Eretz Yisrael. The Ksev, Vayeshua, Kohanim, Levim, and Amma, Masharim, Vashoarim, and Asinim, Bahareim, Pasuk says, Kohanim, Levim, and some of the people, the singers, the gatekeepers, and the Asinim, and they were in their cities. Vachol Yisrael, Bahareim, and all of the people, all the Israel in their cities. So we see they came up. Chalal, Ger, Vacharuri, Hainu, Chalalim, converts, and Charuim, freed slaves went up. Chalalim, they went up too. Chalalim, Hainu, Chalalim went up. The Tanya, because the Brisa says, the Brisa says, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Gedola Chazaka, Chazaka is very great. What does it mean it's very great? It means to say that Yesh Lismo Chalea Yofa, says Rashi. You can be so mechonit. Shenemer, the Pasuk says, B'nei Kohanim, B'nei Chayvoya, B'nei Kot, B'nei Barzile, the children of Kohanim, the children of these people, Asher Lokach Mibinos Barzile, Giladi Isha, who took a wife from the daughters of Barzile, Barzile Hagil Adi, Vayikari Al Shemam, and became known by their name, Ela Bikshu Ksavim Misyachshim, they looked for Yichus documents, so they weren't able to find them. And they were rejected from being Kohanim. They were rejected. Vayomru Hasir Shasa Lahem, Rishir Shasa, who's Nechemia, he says to them, Asher lo yochlu mikodesh kadoshim, they can't eat kodesh kachim. Ad amod kohen lurim betumim, until there's going to be a kohen who's going to come to Rimetumim to tell us that they're really kosher to get Kohanim. It says Rashi, Ka'adam ha'omer l'chaveiro achi yovo Mashiach. The Urim v'tumim lo hiu b'b'ashen, it wasn't there. So what do you see, though, nonetheless? They're not allowed to have kachi kachim, but they're allowed to have what they were having up until then, and that was known as truma. V'omer lehem, harei atem b'chazkaschem. You're in your chazaka, b'mei yisem oklim b'gola, what you ate in the gola, b'kachi gvul. That's what you ate over there, kachi gvul, which is truma. Afkan nami b'kachi gvul, yikidi kachi gvul. And that is that stuff that you can't have kacha kacha. But the bottom line is, we know these are people that are considered chalalim. Rashi says, "Alam midechseva yigolu shmamina nischalalu mina kahuna vahainu chalalim." The fact is that they were like rejected means that they were considered chalalim, and we see that they went up. So we see chalalim did go up, and gadola chazaka they continue on with their truma. But now we have a little bit of a problem. Lamanda amar ma'ila mitruma liyuchsa, and according to the wonders of the opinion that says that we will ma'ila liyuchsa, we'll consider if someone have good yichus, good genealogy. Because if we see that he's eating truma, so how could you have this guy eat truma here? Now the people are going to see he's good. Hani da'achav truma asul sukinu. They're going to go ahead and they're going to elevate them, and they're going to think that they're regular kohanim, and they're going to be marrying people even though they're not supposed to, even though they're chalalim. So it's going to be no shiny hasam dereiachas kasaihu. Everyone knew there was a problem with the chazaka because they understood they weren't eating kachi kachim, they were eating truma. So therefore, we're not worried about that. Fact the gemara of ela my gedola chazaka. If that's really what you're going to say, then what does it mean when it says gedola chazaka? What's this lashon of gedola chazaka? All it is call it chazaka. They were eating that, and they continued to eat it. What's gedola chazaka? And the answer is to make karach b'truma derabanan. Originally, they ate truma derabanan. That stuff which is in Bavel. L'basaf achol b'truma deraisa. They end up eating truma deraisa. It's just mishibo la'aretz. That's what it means. This concept of chazaka is gedola chazaka. V-Boy Sam, another answer. If you're worried about the fact that we might be yuchsin, because eating truma, V-Boy Sam, liolam hashta nami b'derabanan achol. Really, even now in Eretz Yisrael, they're only eating b'derabanan, b'deraisa loch, but they're not allowed to eat deraisa. V'chim eskin b'truma liyuchsin. And when do we elevate a person to say, oh, if they eat truma, therefore there must be good yichos, that's b'deraisa, only if they eat truma b'deraisa. I mean, b'derabanan lo maskin, but we wouldn't lift them up based on an elevator based off that. If that's true, the ma'gedola chazaka. What do you mean? Chazaka is great. Really, what happens is they just continue eating truma derabanan. Answer is the meikara lekel mixam mishum truma deraisa. Originally, when they were pavel, they didn't have to make a gezera that you know don't let them eat truma derabanan because they might eat truma deraisa. Rashi says the lo have a gavaya because they wasn't there. There wasn't truma deraisa. Lebesalup once went into Eretz Yisrael, alafa gav deikel mixam mishum truma deraisa. Even though there is an opening to say that you're making gezera, b'derabanan achol. The answer was it still ended up no. They're allowed to eat b'derabanan, but deraisa lo achol can't have deraisa. That's gedola. That we, even though we may be worried that they could come to have deraisa, they didn't make that gezer over there. Now the Gemara says, is it really true that they couldn't eat the Doraisa? Is that really true? V'haksev, looking back at the pasuk we saw before, Vayomer hatir shasa lehem. Hatir shasa meaning the Chemi came and he says to them, Asher lo yochel mekodesh kadoshim, we can't have kodesh kadoshim. So it means mekodesh kadoshim lo yochel, we can't have kodesh kadoshim. Ha'akol midinechel, which is implying that he's allowed to have anything else, even truma de'oraisa. What are you going to do with that? Emfer to Gemara, no, they're not allowed to have Truman Daraisa. Hachkar Mitzvah means to say, Lo Mide de Mikre Kodesh, Lo Mide de Mikre Kachim. But it says in the Pasuk over there that Mikodesh Kachim doesn't mean Kachim Kachim. It means that something that's called Kodesh, meaning Truma, something called Kachim, meaning Truma, meaning Truma Daraisa, and something that's called Kachim as well. Let's take a look inside. Lo Mide de Mikre Kodesh, so it's a Pasuk of Chosai, Lo Yechol Kodesh, a non Kozali Kodesh, but it's talking about Truma. Lo Mide de Mikre Kachim, that's something that's called Kachim. Damakra, the Pasuk says, so Bas Kohen, Kisiel Ishzar, if a Bas Kohen marries someone who's not a Kohen, he, Betruma, Sakachim, Losocha, she can't have Truma Sakachim. From Amar, Bemura Mina Kachim. This is talking about something that was separated from a carbon. Beep, turn the page. Lo sochal, dafayin, ayin amadalf, she can't eat. So we see kodesh and kachem are two separate things. Therefore, they can't have truma deraisa, but they can have truma derabanan. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.